Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special teaching on the power of hope was recorded at a recent ministers' conference and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
I've had people before, I've told them about my son being raised from the dead. I was there when it happened, and they said, that's a lie. I was kicked off the radio station in Amarillo, Texas, because I said something about miracles, and I talked to the station manager, and that station manager told me, that's a lie. Those things don't happen. And I said, it did happen. I'm telling you, it happened. And he says, you're a liar. You know what? People don't, they believe what they want to believe. And if they find Noah's Ark, and if they find proof of this and proof, that's not going to change anybody. It'll change people who maybe wanted to believe, but they were being influenced by the world. But faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. It doesn't come through scientific discovery. It's not going to come through something else. It's not going to come because the news proves something. Amen. You can't make people believe anything. Some of you aren't convinced of that, but I am. So when these things come to pass, you need to look up. You need to see it differently. You know, I remember when the first recession happened back, or I don't know that it's the first one, but the first one in my lifetime that was a major deal during Carter's time, and the interest rate was over 20%, and people were screaming about this is going to destroy the nation. And did you know, some of you might not know it. Some of you are too young to remember. But back then, they were saying that inflation was the root of everything. All crime was happening because of inflation, because people couldn't keep up, and that was causing it. This was causing suicide. It was causing people to go to drugs. It was causing adultery. It was everything. It was the root of everything. If we could just solve inflation, we wouldn't have any of these problems. And you know what? The way I responded to it, I said, man, the Bible says the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. And I said, all that's happening is the sinners are losing control of the money and it's coming under the believers. And I was excited and I was preaching that this is a great time to be alive. And you know what? It turned out that we prospered through that. Not as well as I'm prosper now because I'm still doing a lot of dumb stuff, but I still prospered and God kept me going through it. And you know what? We survived and we made it. And guess what? Now inflation is nearly a negative inflation. And guess what? It didn't solve the problems of the world. And their opinion was wrong. And their opinion now is still wrong. They're still misdiagnosing the problem. And I don't care if we got 100% employment and if we were booming and if this and that. That's still not going to solve the problems of our nation. The problem is God versus the devil, Antichrist versus people who are serving the Lord is what it really boils down to. Man, we need to look up. We need to look past the news media and their evaluation of things. And we need to see things influenced by the Word of God and recognize this is an awesome time. You know, Arthur Blessed has become a really good friend of mine, and he just sent out an email. And in this email, he was just praising God for the way people are coming to the Lord. And he gave hundreds of testimonies of people that are coming to the Lord. Muslims. There are more Muslims turning to the Lord today than has ever happened in the history of the world. Muslims are typically seeing visions of Jesus or repenting. Did you know that a mosque in Dubai uses my spirit, soul, and body workbook every Friday and teaches from my workbook to their whole congregation? They just had a praise service in Dubai and over 500,000 Muslims turned out to worship Jesus and sing the same songs that we sang. Somebody says, how can this happen? I don't know. This pastor in Dubai told David and me when we, where was that, Germany we saw him? Or anyway, he came to one of our meetings and I was asking him about this. And he says in Dubai, and you know, there are militant Muslims and stuff, but he says in Dubai, you've got to be a Muslim to be a citizen. It's demanded. And he says, these people don't worship Muhammad, they aren't committed. They're just Muslims because they were born that way. They are hungry and looking for help. And he says, we are seeing thousands of them born again, but they still call themselves a Muslim because they were born a Muslim, and you got to be a Muslim to live there. But he says, man, they're serving Jesus. Miracles are happening. Arthur Blessed was saying he has never been in a Muslim country where he was persecuted. They received him. The only people he's been persecuted by were Christians. But he says Muslims have accepted him. He went in and he walked through Beirut when they were in the middle of, and he was just giving these positive reports about how awesome a day it is that we live in. Did you know that the average Christian doesn't have that attitude? Instead, we will talk about how bad it is. And I'm not saying that the bad doesn't exist. Darkness existed. But when God created light, it says he saw the light. Amen. That it was good. He focused on the light. And we are living in the greatest time that the church has ever known. We are doing things that couldn't have been done. You know, my broadcast, and I'm just one broadcaster. There's others that reach more than I do. But my broadcast has the potential of reaching 3.2 billion people a day. 3.2 billion people are under the television signal. That's unheard of. Nobody in the history of the world, I mean, I'm not the only one now, but prior to this time, nobody could do anything like that. We never had this potential. The internet and all of the things that we're doing, it is the greatest time ever to be alive. I know, I've not counted lately, but I know that I know over 50 people who've been raised from the dead or who have raised other people from the dead. I know one man that raised 8 people from the dead, 2 in one service. Did you know in all of the Bible there was only 8 people raised from the dead that was specifically counted? And I know 50. That's in 4,000 years of recorded biblical history, 8 people. And I know 50. How many of you in here have seen somebody raised from the dead? Look at this. Right here is probably 30 or 40 hands. This is 4 times as many as recorded in 4,000 years of biblical history. How many of you have seen somebody's eyes, blind eyes open? Man, that's close to 100. How many of you have seen deaf ears open? It's probably more than 100. Did you know that there was nearly 2,000 years in between the early apostles and just back in the early 1900s with very few miracles happening? We've probably got more miracles recorded right here that you've seen than happened for nearly 1,500 or something years of church history. And yet we don't focus on that. We listen to all this bad stuff and talk about how bad it is, and we focus on everything negative that there can be. But I tell you, it's an awesome time to be alive. When the darkness gets dark, then your little puny candle shines brighter. You know, if you were in absolute darkness, just a little tiny flashlight could nearly blind a person. If you don't feel like you got the brightest light, just get in a darker place. Amen. John chapter 11, verse 41, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And he went on and called Lazarus out of the tomb. When it says that he lifted up his eyes, again, I don't doubt that he raised his head towards heaven, but this isn't just talking about inclining your head. He could not raise Lazarus from the dead. And you know what he did? He looked. Again, it's that same Greek word, anableppo. He saw twice. He looked past the tomb and the fact that Lazarus had already started decaying. And he looked and saw what God had put in his heart coming to pass. And he saw Lazarus raised from the dead. I don't know how many of you have tried to raise somebody from the dead. But you know what? Many times you'll sit there and think about, what's this going to look like if it doesn't work? I remember a woman up in Denver one time. This has been 25 years ago. She heard me talking about this and she said, well, if Andrew could pray for a person to see them raised from the dead, I could do it. And so she had been praying and believing God to to see a person raised from the dead. And one day she was getting gas at a gas station in Denver. And she was sitting there filling her car up, and she just saw two guys sitting on a bus bench waiting on a bus to come. And one of them sitting there smoking a cigarette, and this older man, he just kind of stood up for a moment, grabbed his heart, and fell over on his face. And she thought, man, God put me here for a purpose. And so she went running over there, and there was already getting a crowd around. And so she kneeled down and said, in the name of Jesus, come back from the dead. And nothing happened. You know why she whispered? Because she was thinking about the people around her. What are they going to think if nothing happens? And she whispered a couple of times. And then finally the Lord reminded her, Lazarus, Jesus yelled with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And so she just stood up and said, and she commanded this guy to come back from the dead. And he just sat up and looked at her and he says, my God, it's true. And she says, what's true? And he says, my wife told me if I died, I'd go to hell. He says, I was in hell and I heard you yell at me to come back to life. And he said, would you pray for me? She got to lead him to the Lord. And she said, that guy who was sitting there with the cigarette in his mouth, just his mouth fell open. That cigarette fell right on the floor. Amen. But you know what? You got to see yourself. You got to see what will happen when the miracle happens instead of seeing what happens if I get bold and start speaking and it doesn't happen. If that's what you're seeing, it's not going to work. You got to lift up your eyes. You got to see beyond that situation. And you've got to see with your heart the Word of God coming to pass. And Jesus had to do this with Lazarus. He lifted up his eyes and then prayed. And knew that it was going to come to pass.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the power of hope. This 5-part live series was recorded at a recent minister's conference, and it's available for a gift of any amount. Ask for the Power of Hope series when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries, and be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 4th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the message titled, Looking Beyond the Natural, when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Also, be sure to check out the TV broadcast link to find out about the Gospel Truth TV program in your area.
If these radio broadcasts have been a blessing to you, I would like to encourage you to pray about becoming a partner with us. You know, we have people that give sometimes when they order materials, and we appreciate that. We appreciate any way you want to participate. But our bills come in on a monthly basis. And really, the backbone of this ministry are the people who become partners with us and give on a regular basis. And I would like to encourage you to pray about this. You know, we spend well over $1 million a month just on radio and television airtime. That's not including the materials, staff, other things. There's a lot of needs. We couldn't do this if it wasn't for partners. So I encourage you to pray about it, and if the Lord says so, become a partner with us today.